Today we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. This is Rosh Hashanah we're having on the Shemitah year. Shemitah in itself is a very, very big year. It's a year of a declaration. We're declaring that this land belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we're declaring that we belong to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's our Melech. So Shemitah represents Malchus Da'ara, Malchus of the land. The land belongs to him. And Rosh Hashanah represents Malchus, the way of giving ourselves over to him and accepting his Malchus. So Shemitah of Rosh Hashanah is a very, very big expression of revelation of kingship. So this Rosh Hashanah is a very special Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the Shemitah year, which represents the Malchus in the lower worlds, in the land, and it represents Rosh Hashanah, which is a Malchus of us accepting the Kodesh Baruch Hu as King. How does this fit in with Rosh Hashanah being Yom Hadin? Accepting the Malchus of a King, when a King comes, the people wave their flags, blow their trumpets, it's a celebration. It's a happy time. The king's going to come to your house. You know, Lahavdil, you know, you guys, American. Obama or Bush, maybe Bush is better. Obama's coming to your house. Or Bush is coming to your house. Whichever one you prefer. You know, someone might not open the door to Obama. But okay, whatever. Yeah. Right? Bush is whoever the guy is. He's coming to your house. Right? You're opening the door. You're inviting him in. Right? Your wife's dressed up, your kids are dressed up, you got a little present for the king to show that you appreciate him. What would happen if the king came to your house, the dishes were left on the table, the floor was unclean, your wife, you know, looked like a shmata, and you too, right? You came late. You just, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were coming. Oh, hi, King, yeah. What are you, oh, you're here visiting me? Yeah, what are you doing here? Hi. What would happen to a king who life and death is in his hands? Your expression for him coming, you're not ready. You're not excited. You're not appreciating him. What does that bring on? There's an expectation. If I'm important to you, you dress in a certain way, you behave in a certain way, and you show my importance. I'm the king. Life and death is in my hands. Your prosperity, your life is in my hands. We're not ready. Then what does that bring on? That brings on din. That brings on judgment. The king sees me as a servant who's not really a servant, who doesn't really care, who's not interested in his Malchus. If I'm not interested in Malchus, that brings on judgment. This person doesn't deserve me to look after him. This person doesn't deserve me to care for him, to share with him my Malchus, to be in my Malchus. That brings on judgment. So Rosh Hashanah, and that's a steer in the poskim. We see that on Rosh Hashanah we eat. Go eat mishmanim from the fatty foods, from the good foods. We eat meat, we think. Yet again, the Mogen Avraham says, I think he brings it with Shema Marashal, that we don't eat everything that we really like. It means we eat good food, but like, you know, that ice cream at the end, we go without it. Because it's Yom HaDin. The night of Rosh Hashanah, as the day goes in, what happens when a person's eating food, good food? You forget about it being the day of judgment. You forget yourself. So Chazal made a special enactment on the night of Rosh Hashanah, in the entering of the night, that we eat certain fruit, and we make brachas over them, and we say certain prayers over them, like we eat tamarind. Shitamu oyveinu, that will finish our enemies. We eat kauti, son enu, we remove those who hate us. Different things we say, and it's written in Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara says, in Croesus, I think it is, says, Simona Milta, that the beginning of the year is a sign that affects the whole year. So the beginning of our meal, we don't want to forget what the day is. So we have something in that eating that reminds me of the importance of that day, of the day. You with me? So we're going to see throughout Rosh Hashanah this like contradiction. It's Yom HaDin, and yet it's a time of Simcha. Rosh Hashanah is a chag. We dress up. We shower. We go to the mikveh. We shave. It's a special day. So even though it's Yemei HaDin, and it's not written in Chumash that it's Yemei HaDin, it's Yom HaTrua, the day of the trumpet, the trumpeting of the proclamation of a God as king. But why the shofar remove the din? In this analogy, it's very simple. We're accepting the king. We're cleaning ourselves. It or a rule. Awaken, says the Rambam. Rem is yesh bedava. To awaken from our slumbers. Awaken from your slumbers and your normal way of living. The king is coming. Dress up. Dressing for up midas. Midas midobad. The coin. Your dress has to be an expression of yourself, expression of your character. We dress up for Rosh Hashanah physically, we also have to dress up spiritually. Shofar, shipru ma'aseichem. Awaken to the king and dress up for him. Dress up with tshuva beforehand. That's why we have slichas and vidui before Rosh Hashanah. In order to awaken ourselves so we'd be prepared for the king when he comes. Because if the king comes, we're wearing these dirty clothes. It's Yom HaDin. If the king comes and we've cleaned ourselves up, he might see we're such good servants. Yeah, I want to keep him. I want to give him more. I want to put him in a higher rank. There's a different level. You with me? Yeah. Make sense? Yeah, now, let me explain a little bit of the davening. So you understand. The davening on Rosh Hashanah is a very powerful davening. There's two ways of proclaiming Malchus. One is through shofar and one is through tefillah. How does tefillah work? What is the word tefillah? You know what tefillah means? Tefillah comes litpalel. Litpalel comes from it means to do to oneself. So the real word for tefillah is palel. Palel is plilim. Plilim means judgment. Lit palel means to judge oneself. And it's the same concept. Davening means having a connection with your Creator. That connection, if you're not prepared for it, you're coming close, and yet... So, to daven, lit palel, means to judge oneself. Because that coming close to my Creator... Right? Means I have to be prepared for it. If I'm not prepared, I'm judged. That's why you have a special status before you come to judge, a special halachas in preparation before you come to judge. The Gemara says the Hasidim Rishonim would spend an hour before davening to prepare for davening. We need an hour before davening, an hour of preparation, an hour of davening, and an hour after davening.
Or it's an hour after davening.
Oh, okay, we'll get it. The hour before davening is a preparation to build yourself so you can stand in front of the king. Right. The hour after davening is, now that I've stood in front of the king, after you stand in front of the king, what do? You think about all that he taught you, all that you got from him. You're bringing it back down. That takes time. That takes work. That takes effort. Rosh Hashanah is no different. Rosh Hashanah, and part of the tefillah, the main part of the tefillah is the Shemoneh Esrei. All our davening before the Shemoneh Esrei is like a preparation for the Shemoneh Esrei. We're building ourselves to get the status of being Omid Lifnei HaMelech. That's what every Shemoneh Esrei is. You have the Birkas HaShachar, it's a form of thanks. Then you have the Baruch She'ama, it's a praise of God's glory. It's Tehillim. Then you have the Brichas of Kriyat Shema, then you're in the world of the angels, and there's Kabbalas Malchus, the receiving of his kingship in Kriyat Shema. Then, when you got to the level of receiving his kinship, now you can stand in front of him in Shemona Esrei. And then you go down after the davening. Tachanun is a height, because now that I'm close to the king, if I become one with him, I remove my sins. That's Tachanun. And then I go down afterwards. Now that I've removed my sin, I'm a different person. Now I want to receive myself back as this different person. Now I bring myself back. Now I go back with Kedusha. The same way I went out with Kedusha, I go back with Kedusha. But it's Kedusha the Miyusha. That was Kedusha when I was standing up. Now I'm going back with Kedusha. But I'm sitting down because I'm going back to the state of sitting. And then I go to the receiving of Malchus, which is Aleinu Shabbat at the end. I'm skipping a step, but that's basically it. You understand what I'm saying?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure.
Receiving the Aleph of what?
Malachim is Melech with an Aleph.
Yeah.
Malach is Melech with an Aleph. It's Alufo Shel Olam. It's the king. It's the Rotson of a great Baruch Hu in this being. So he's receiving the Alufo Shel Olam, the Aleph of a great Baruch Hu, and he's expressing his Malchus. That's what Malachim is. So now, when you're in the brachas of Kriyat Shema, you're the state of a malach. You already praised him. So you came to the stage of praising the Baruch Shama. Now you're going to a higher praise that you're going to be a malach. You're going to be the person who's expressing his kingship. Expressing kingship means Kabbalah's Malchut Shamayim. That means, what does it mean expressing kingship? It means to do his words. But you're still not one with him. You're separate from him. Shemona Esra is just standing in front of him. You're becoming one with his Ratzon. And when you become fully one, and that's in Tachanun. Tachanun, when we say the Yud Gimel Midas, we become fully one with his Ratzon, and that's why Tachanun, you say Vidui, because that's Kaparos Avonos. Then after Tachanun, we go to, you know, Ashrei and Varatzion, which is Kedusha de Miyushav. Again, you're coming back to the stage of Malchus, but it's Miyushav. So then when you're sitting, it's more a concept of receiving rather than going up towards. When you go up towards standing, you're standing. That's why Kedusha de Mu'umad, and that's in Shemona Esrei, right? But then you have Kedusha Miyushav, and then you have other things that bring you down. And finally, the final expression of Malchus is Aleinu Yishabech. Because all of this takes to revealing his Malchus in the whole world. So, because that's what Tefillah represents. Tefillah, the purpose of Tefillah is to bring his Malchus to the world. To you, and through your expression, bring that Malchus to the world. What does Rosh Hashanah add? Rosh Hashanah is a regular davening, and we have a Musaf, and we have a Shofar after Shacharis, and then Musaf, right? So the only real addition to Rosh Hashanah is Shofar. And there's another addition, the addition of the Tekanas of Gaonim. We have Zofreinu and the Sefer Chaim. So the post can explain, there's what's called on Rosh Hashanah, there's what's called the passing over, or the time of judgment. The passing over of the Din, or the time of judgment. That occurs when we say Zofreinu. That's why we say Zofreinu. Zochreinu l'chaim, we're saying, remember us to life. Why are we saying Zochreinu l'chaim? In the middle of Shemona Esrei, we're saying, remember us to life. Melech chofetz chaim, who desires life. Kotveinu b'sefer chaim, l'manech Elokim chaim, for your sake, the God of life. In the middle of Shemona Esrei, we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for life. Why in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're asking for life? Because that's where you're passing over the din. The judgment is occurring. When the judgment is occurring, right, and that's the Gimel Rishonus, that's the beginning of our tefillah. That's after we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leman Shemo Bi'ahava. We're on a level of Ba'ahava, of love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we're that close to Him, remember, we're dressed well, Zochreinu L'chaim. If we're not dressed well, Mishpat. So Zochreinu is the first time in Shemona Esrei we get to that level of closeness, and as soon as we get to that level of closeness, judgment. So when we're in that place of judgment, what do we say? Says the Gaonim, Tekanas of Gaonim. Before the Tekanas of Gaonim, it was there as well. Just people knew it. and they were ma'orer. The Gaonim came in a period of time where people could have forgotten it. So they made a special takana to have it written there, so remember that when we're close, when the Gimel Rishonos, when the beginning of Hashmoneh Esrei, we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize, Zochreinu L'Chaim. And at the end of our davening, we also, Sefer Chaim, we're mentioning it. But the most important place is in the beginning, because that's where we're really, really judged. So we have to remember and say that with kavan, say that with proper intention. That's the place.
Is there any point?
Before Rosh Hashanah, we should be thinking about what we want to do. There's a very interesting, there's one of the big Kabbalists called the Rosh Hash, in his Hakdama to Tkiyah Shofar, his introduction to Tkiyah Shofar. So he brings a Rambam about shofars being ma'orer us, awakening us. But he says, how does a person go through Rosh Hashanah? How does a person change the day of Din to day of Rachamim? The only way, he says, is a person basically, this person as he is, has certain Din on him, has a certain judgment on him. In order to change the Din, he has to be a different person. What does it mean to be a different person? It means to change his actions. That's why tshuva is something you do before Rosh Hashanah. That's why we had the slichas before Rosh Hashanah, or a month, or a week, doesn't matter. But the slichas are there with the vidui. Tshuva is something you do before Rosh Hashanah. So when we enter Rosh Hashanah, we're already on the verge of making that decision and solidifying in us that we're Baal Tshuva. We change our actions, we're a different person. So the din was on person A, he's not going to be on person B. And says the Rosh Hash, if a person takes on one thing, doesn't matter how much small it is, but one thing, that he's going to be different on that next year, and he's definitely going to keep, he's considered a Baal Tshuva, and din isn't chal on him. It's not chal on him completely, obviously it's a Yom HaDin. But it's chal on him with rachamim. It's chal on him with mercy. Because he's improving. There's an incline. All God wants to see that we're on an incline. Even if it's a small one. If we're not on an incline, or if we're going below the incline, then it'll be Yom HaDin. So we want to make that incline before Rosh Hashanah.
So it's not what we want from God.
If we didn't get it before Rosh Hashanah, Shofar is there to awaken it in us.
Yeah.
That will desire to come close to him, and mimele, that closeness will put us on a little bit of incline. In of itself, that desire to come close will lift the incline, and that takes us away from the deal. That's what rachamim means. Rachamim doesn't mean chesed, giving you without you deserving. Rachamim means
mercy.
Mercy means I see you have potential, like you have mercy over a child. You see a little child, you have mercy over it. Because he has a whole life in front of him. He has a whole life to live. A whole life of expression. There's no mercy of something which is about to die. People, right? Something is going to die. You feel sorry for it. You see something that's dying in front of you, you feel sorry. There's no mercy expressed there. There's a sadness because you can't save its life. It's dying. So the person's on an incline to die, no mercy can be expressed. There's a sadness, this thing's dying, and it's going to die. If you see something suffering and in a process of dying, what's the mercy then? Kill it, don't let it suffer.
No, that's not convenient.
See an animal. I'm not saying you should do this, I'm just saying, normal person sees an animal suffering, and he can't save the animal for its suffering, and it's writhing in pain. You might think to kill it. You might think it's better for the animal to be dead than to be writhing in pain. Because the incline is like that. But if you see something which has potential, like a birth of an animal, or a birth of a child, that has potential, that's rachamim. You save it, because now it has a life. So in order to show rachamim, we have to show there's a potential to this person. And the way you show potential is show the incline. I'm growing. I want to grow.
Yeah, sure.